Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okle and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes. Good morning or good evening, whenever you are joining me for this Sweat 7 workout. We are going to be working your lower body and core today. 40 seconds on each exercise with 20 seconds rest. So we're going to be moving through some of the classics. Today, your forward lunges on the left, then on the right, your squats, some sit-ups, into some side lunges on the left, on the right, and finishing off with some jump squats. So pretty leg heavy, but hopefully all exercises that are easy enough to follow. If you've got any questions about any of the exercises, head over to the Sweat 7 Pod on Twitter and Instagram. We've got animations there for every single move, so don't worry about a thing. We will carry you through, starting with those forward lunges in 10 seconds time on the left leg. So stepping forward with the left in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So forward lunging on that left leg. So big stride forward with the left leg, keeping your chest up nice and tall. Sink into it, push up through that front foot, and we just keep going on this same side for 40 seconds. Don't worry, we will level it out on the other side, but for now we are forward lunging on that left leg, finding that form, dropping deep into that back right leg for another 10 seconds. From coming, you have got another 5 seconds on these. 3, 2, 1. Good. Shake that left leg out. We are going to be doing exactly the same thing on the other side. So a big stride forward with the right, sinking down into it. We are going in 10 seconds time.
9, 8, 7, 6.
We go in 5, 4, 3. 2, 1.
Go.
Lunging forward on that right leg. Big stride forward, sinking into it, feeling yourself really pushing up through that front foot as you come back to standing at the back of the mat or back of your space. And we repeat that move. Leveling out on one side, then the other. You are halfway through. Now just watch, sometimes when we get tired with these lunges, we start to collapse through the upper body, dropping the chest down towards that front knee. Try and keep that chest up nice and tall. 10 more seconds. If it makes it easier, reach your hands up towards the ceiling so we keep that form for 5, 3, 2, 1. Good, nice work. Shake it out. In 20 seconds time, we are coming into your squats. So bodyweight squats, have those feet hip distance apart. We're going to sink into it nice and deep. In 10 seconds time.
8, 7, 6.
We go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So again, with these squats, sinking down into them nice and low, thinking about distributing the weight between three corners of your feet. So your little toe, the ball of your foot, your heel. We sink down through the whole of the foot and then squeeze up at the top, squeezing the glutes, driving the hips forward slightly, keeping the chest nice and open, nice and tall. Try not to collapse that chest down onto your knees. You have got another 10 seconds on these squats. Can you drop a tiny bit lower for these last couple? 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Well done. So we move into a well-earned break. For those legs, you're going to bring it down onto the mat for your sit-up. So lying on your back, knees bent. We go in 10 seconds, sitting all the way up, bringing your chest towards your knees.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. 40 seconds on your sit-ups. So squeezing your belly button in towards your spine. Sometimes we start to dome into the stomach when we're doing our abs work. Try and keep that core nice and tight. Belly button pulled towards your spine. We sit all the way up, lowering back down with control. You are halfway. Good, keep breathing through them. Give me another 10 seconds on your sit-ups, all the way up. And lower down with control. You've got 5 more seconds. Give me 1 or 2 more. 2, 1. Well done. Bring it back up onto your feet for your side lunges. So we're going to start with that left leg again. You're going to step out to the side. Bend deep into that left leg. Push your hips back and bring it back to center. That right leg will stay nice and straight in the middle of the mat. We go in 3, 2, 1. Go. So into those side lunges. Big step out with the left leg bending deep into that left knee. This time we can allow the chest to drop a little lower as the hips push back. And push off that left leg back to standing. We are halfway through. Again, if this doesn't feel right or the movement feels uncomfortable, check out the animations of the Sweat 7 pod. Just to check out that form, you have got another 10 seconds. Last 5 seconds on these. 3, 2, 1. Well done. So we are going to move into that same movement, the side lunge on the other side. So again, stepping out wide with the right leg, bending deep into the right leg, keeping that left leg nice and straight as we step out wide. You'll feel it in your hips. You'll feel it in your glutes. We go in 2, 1. Go. So side lunging on the right. Big step out to the right, pushing those hips back, making space, and then pushing off that right leg back to standing. Again, this isn't a move we have to move super quickly through. I want you to focus more on finding that range, finding that depth, really pushing deeply into that right leg. You've got just 10 more seconds on these. Final 5, 3, 2, and 1. So those legs should be feeling it by now. Just to finish off though, we are going to move into our jump squats. So nice and explosive in 10 seconds time. 9. Apologize to your downstairs neighbors for me, but it's only going to be 40 seconds. 4. In 3, 2, 1. So this is it. We finish strong. We have put in the groundwork. We built the strength in those legs. And now we explode all the way up to the ceiling. We sink into that squat at the bottom, coiling up like a spring and then exploding back up to the top. You are halfway through them. I know that 40 seconds of jump squats feels like a long old time. But I know also that you can get through it. You have got just 10 more seconds. Give me a couple more. Last 5 seconds here. 2, 1. and you're done. Well done. If you push right through to the last second on those jump squats, give yourself a pat on the back. They're not easy at the best times, especially not after 6 minutes of work through the legs, but you did it. Shake it off, shake it out, have a wonderful day, and I will see you back here soon for more Sweat 7.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.